Well, it's very hard to know. I think it should be contained when local management of the HSE appear to be telling a different story than the national management are, because basically what has to happen with this plan is that it has to go through into the national development plan, which is what we understood was happening. And then when we're raising questions with the national HSE, they are saying that they don't know anything about it. And I think that's very worrying. And it's a real doubt over the credibility of the local management as well, because when we deal with them, we're supposed to take what they say as being their word, and we now know that this is true, that we have to take it with everything they say with a pinch of salt, and that's going to lead to real difficulties in the future in terms of dealing with not only the Clery Centre but other plans that they have as well.
What kind of implications are we talking about here if the deadline is missed? What are we talking in delay wise?
Well, at least a number of years, because this is the avenue where it will require a major capital fund for the Clery Centre to move back to the site that the parents and friends actually own of the Clery Centre, which they were willing to hand over to the HSE to build a purpose-built centre on for them. The HSE apparently had agreed to that and were submitting a plan to the national HSE to be submitted as part of the national development plan, and we found out neither that they haven't done that as yet. So that's really worrying, and it could lead to huge delays. And and the parents and friends are currently in a building which is suitable, but is quite small. And they moved there with a view to always having the Clery Centre, existing centre, upgraded, and the HSE had been telling us that was their plan as well, but now that puts them into doubt, and we need that clarification from them.